पुत्रेति तन्मयतया तर्वोभिनेदु तं सर्वभूतहृदयं मुनिमानतोऽस्मि तवैवास्मि तवैवास्मि न जिमामि त्वया विना इति विज्ञाय राधे तं नयमाम चरणन्ति गे। My humble obeisances unto the lotus feet of my Gurudev Srila Bhakti Pragyan Keshav Goswami Maharaj and the same my humble obeisances in the lotus feet of my Shiksha Guru Sri Srila Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj. You want to do something, so you should do quickly. This is a disturbance.
Hare Krishna. With the permission of the seat initiation, yesterday and today, we will all know Shani. Request to stand up, receive the blessings of Sri Gurudev from your name.
Some we will explain after this pastime. First we should complete this. I used to complete this Damodar line 1 month of Brajmandal Parikrama daily, but going on. But we have explained it very brief. So you should be satisfied taking a smell of this sweet pastimes.
If you want to hear more, then please come to Kakti Parikrama.
Oh, so Yashoda mother, what doing? She was chanting. And what thinking? She was absorbed in remembering the sweet pastimes of Bal Krishna, so many well. And singing. Govinda Damo Dharma Dveti.
Govinda Damo Dharma Dveti.
Govinda Damo Dharma Dveti.
Govinda Damo Dharma Dveti.
Krishna was weeping on the bed. And he has no power to come down. So anyhow you're weeping. More louder, louder. But she saw that mother is not hearing even. So he began to try to come down from the cord, palank. Anyhow, by the help of his stomach, anyhow, and he was like, what? Because he has come from sleeping. He was in the sense of but he was doing sometimes by this, sometimes by this, so all hands were black. He was black and after that more black. Even Mother Yashoda is not hearing, so he began to more louder, ma, 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 ma. Even he is not hearing. Then he went nearby. And he kept his hand, one hand, on the here, on the head of Mother Yashoda. And by one hand he took the
charging stick.
Mother Yashoda at once came from what? Trance. And who is he? Who is he? And yes, he saw, oh, very beautiful Krishna, baby. If Krishna is even not decorated, no? If he has rubbed so much
kajal
here, even so beautiful. An ornament cannot make him beautiful. By giving ornaments, ornaments will be decorated with beauty of Krishna. So his beauty is what?
Natural.
Root of all the
beauty.
Oh, all the all kinds of saundarya and madhurya. So at once she stopped churning and took Krishna in her lap. And Krishna took the breaths of mother and without sucking, all milk was coming itself from the mother. And Krishna was so much hungry. So milk was coming, automatic, no use out of salt. At that time, you can imagine that Mother Yashoda, in her breast, she has milk more thousand and thousand times than milk ocean. And Krishna's appetite is so big,
never be end.
So there was a competition between the stomach of Krishna and milk of Mother Yashoda. Anyone was not
defeated.
Accepting their defeat. And in the meantime, Mother Yashoda had kept another milk pot very nearer on the fire to make yogurt. And that milk on the fire, it was
boiling over,
and it was ready to jump in the fire. What is the meaning? You should tell off after that.
Gurudev Gaurachandra Radhikaya Hitarale Krishna Krishna Bhaktaya Tadbhaktaya Namo Namah. The milk being in the pot on the fire got hotter and began to boil over, and it was coming over the side and into the fire. What is the meaning? The milk was thinking, oh, Krishna's stomach is so big. Even Ganesh has a very big stomach. But inside the stomach of Krishna, millions of universes and millions of Ganeshes. So how much milk can you drink? Oh, it is unlimited. And the milk in Mother Yashoda's breast, how much? Oh, this is not milk. This is her vatsalya, praying, her love for Krishna, also like an endless ocean. So there will be no end to Krishna's drinking and no end to Mother Yashoda's feeding him. So the milk sitting in the pot on the fire was thinking, oh, if Krishna's taking Mother Yashoda's milk, then what chance will I get to serve Krishna? I have no chance at all to serve Krishna. And if I cannot serve Krishna, then my life is useless. What is the use of staying alive if I have no chance to please Krishna? Like Nathanda Sakur is praying, Keno vachaye prana kisuka lagiya Naratama dasa keno nagelo mariya. Nathanda Sakur is praying, oh, what is the use of maintaining this life if I cannot serve Krishna with love and devotion? Why have I not died at once? So pure devotee should have a mood like this and do bhajan in this mood.
If anyone has not like this mood, really he has not begun his devotee life. To serve Gurudev, to serve devotees, it should come first. And after that, for Krishna and Mahaprabhu will come later on. But those who have no this idea for his Gurudev, for high class of Vaishnavas, Diksha, Shiksha Guru, like that. Oh, no bhajan, no even beginning. So we should see like that. Go on.
So the milk decided to give up his life and was jumping out of the pot and into the fire.
You know the life of Srila Raghunath Das Goswami? The separation of Srila Sanatana Goswami and Rupa Goswami. Oh, how he was. He had Govardhan and Radha Kund. What like? Python and like this. And what used to be. So if we are not feeling any separation for devotees, pure devotees, that we have no taste in chanting, remembering and doing anything. We are not feeling any glorification for Gurudev or Vaishnava in our heart. You should try. Always some questions are coming from devotees. What should now we do? I'm telling everything. Have left no
questions unanswered.
I've given everything. But those who are fortunate, they will collect and try to do like this. And not anything, then what to do?
So then, Yashoda Maya, she was feeding Krishna, but she looked and saw that the milk was overflowing and going into the fire. At that time, she thought, oh, I have to save this milk. Why? Krishna's taking my breast milk. But from my breast milk, I cannot make yogurt, butter, ghee, rasgulla, sandesh. I cannot make so many sweet preparations from this breast milk to serve Krishna. So this, I should save this milk. So that time, Mother Yashoda wanted to put Krishna down. But Krishna's belly was not full. He had not finished drinking yet. So he didn't want to be put down. Krishna, now, he's holding on to Mother Yashoda with both hands and both feet and with his mouth also like a monkey, holding very tightly. And he's applying his whole Shakti, all of his strength. What kind of strength? Oh, Krishna can create millions and millions of universes in a moment and destroy them and recreate them the next moment. Oh, very easily and quickly, you cannot even tell the difference. He's so powerful. And now that Krishna is giving his full achincha shakti, inconceivable potency, to hold on to the breast of Mother Yashoda. We see that when Putana was only 6 days old, Putana, she came and took Krishna, and she wanted to put Krishna down. She said, oh child, leave me, get up, be away from me. And she had strength in her arms like 60,000 elephants, but she was unable to put Krishna down. And now, Krishna, being not 6 days old, like a newborn baby, now he's about 2.5, almost 3 years old. So he's much bigger and stronger. And he's holding on. But Mother Yashoda, just with one hand, with the left hand, oh, sit there. Put it down very easily. How is it possible? Now, because Mother Yashoda's love so high, Krishna is like a helpless baby. He cannot check her. So Mother Yashoda, she put him down, and she went to the milk. And she sprinkled water there to stop the milk from giving up its life. What is the teaching? Very, very deep. Here, Mother Yashoda, she can be compared to Guru Tattva. Guru is pure devotee and associate of Krishna, always serving Krishna 24 hours a day. But when he sees any disciple has a hankering, a deep aspiration in their heart to serve Krishna, so much so that they are on the verge of death, that they cannot go on, they cannot live for another moment without serving Krishna. When Guru sees the disciple has a mood like this, leaving his own service to Krishna, he comes to that disciple and pacifies him, telling so many pastimes of Krishna and filling his heart with all the nectar of Bhakti Rasa. So Mother Yashoda here is like Guru Tattva, giving up her own personal service to Krishna. She's going or to sprinkle some water to pacify the milk. Oh, don't cry. You will also have a chance to serve Krishna. So when Mother Yashoda went to pacify the milk, then Krishna was very angry. Now he's biting his lips, and tears are in his eyes, and he's very angry, and thinking, why did she put me down? I'll teach her a good lesson. Now I'm going to do something very, very naughty. So then he thought, oh, there's a big pot of yogurt here, I'll turn it upside down. So then Krishna, he came there, and he put his hands on the pot of yogurt and tried to turn it over. Oh, as Lord Varahadev, he can pick up the whole earth planet on the tip of his nose. Or he can lift Govardhan on the little finger of his left hand. As Lord Nrisingadev, he can destroy Hiranyakashipu, the most powerful demon, in just 1 second. But now in Vrindavan, at Balagopal, Yashoda Nanda and Krishna, he cannot even turn over one yogurt pot. He's pulling and pulling, but it cannot move. What to do? He looked around and he saw one grinding pestle. You know, you have a mortar and pestle. Inside, in India, in the old times, they would put spices there and take a pestle and mash. But today, not so much now. The ladies, they just go to the supermarket and they buy the spices in a packet. Everything is already ground up. And therefore, they don't have to do any hard work. And therefore, they get overweight and high blood pressure and so many problems. So then, Krishna, he took the grinding pestle. And he was thinking, I will break the vessel with the pestle. At the top, the vessel is quite thick and hard to break, but the bottom is somewhat thin. So Krishna, he took the vessel and he broke one hole in the bottom. But if a big vessel is full of yogurt and you make a hole in the bottom, what will happen? Very wonderful thing. It will spray out in a stream all across the kitchen floor. So Krishna was very surprised seeing the very beautiful white yogurt spraying across the kitchen floor, and he began to clap and dance, and he was very happy. Very, very jubilant to see this wonderful sight. But then another thought all of a sudden came into his mind. What was that? Uh-oh. If my mother sees this now, I'm for the high jump. So then, Krishna thought, it's time to leave the scene of the crime. So then Krishna, very quickly, he ran out from the kitchen, and there was one door into the storage room. And in that room, another door leading out into the open road. So Krishna, he went there, closing the door behind him, and went into that room. When he came into that room, trying to get away from his mother, he was walking along, but he looked up and saw very fresh and fragrant butter hanging from a pot on the ceiling. And he forgot completely about how he was trying to escape. Some water came on his tongue, and he was looking, how can I taste this butter? So he saw that there was one big grinding mortar there, and he climbed up onto the grinding mortar and reached up, and he was taking the butter. At that time, so many monkeys in the Gokul and Vrindavan, there were so many monkeys. They came inside the house, and he began to feed the monkeys, and so many crows also. Why? Well, in his previous incarnation, as Lord Ramachandra, at that time, he was searching out Sita, and he took the help of so many monkeys. Then he was in the forest in exile. He could not take care of their comforts. He could not feed them. Yet they gave their life and soul and everything for him, and he was unable to repay them. So now he's thinking, oh, this time I will repay them. So many monkeys were coming, and he's taking the butter and very happily and lovingly feeding the monkeys and feeding the crows. Why is he feeding the crows? Because they are in the descendants. They are the dynasty of Kakabhushandi, who also helped him in his Ram Lila. So Krishna is very happy and lovingly feeding all the various living creatures of Vrindavan. In the meantime, Mother Yashoda came back from saving the milk. And she came back to where she was churning and saw the pot was broken and the yogurt was everywhere, all over the floor. What to do? What should she do now? We should know that when a criminal commits a crime in this world, he thinks that he can escape. But when the police come there, they search that place and they find some clues like fingerprints or anything like this. So Krishna, he is very intelligent, thinking, I'll escape from my mother. But what did he do? He walked all the way through the yogurt. And then he walked into the next room, leaving a trail of yogurty footprints, all the way showing to where he was hiding. So Mother Yashoda, like a detective, she saw the clues and began to follow the footprints. And she came there to the door where Krishna was feeding the monkeys, opened the door and looked inside. And there she saw, very beautiful, a small, naked baby, with no clothes, only wearing a chain around his waist. And he's feeding monkeys. And his back is turned to her. She cannot see she's behind him. So she thought, oh, now I'll teach him a good lesson. She took a stick, one bloody bamboo, rolled in her hand. So now I'll teach him a very good lesson. And she started to sneak up behind Krishna. How? Just like, you know, cats are very, very expert. They can walk in a very silent way. If there's some dry leaves on the ground and anyone walks there, it will make a sound. Whoosh, whoosh, whoosh. But cats, they can walk with very tender steps in such a way that there will be no sound at all. So Mother Yashoda, now she's sneaking up behind Krishna just like a cat, making no noise. And now she's right behind him and reaching out to catch him. But at that time, even though Krishna's back is to her, in front of him, the monkeys and the crows, they can see this way. And they saw Mother Yashoda, and the monkeys are running here and there, and the crows are flying away. Krishna, where are you going? I have much of you, why are you running away? Then he realized, someone's behind me. He looked around, Mother Yashoda is about to grab him, and he jumped down from the grinding water and began to run, running, in a zigzag way like this. So Mother Yashoda cannot catch him. Now Mother Yashoda is running behind him. He said, what can I do? My mother may catch me. Okay, I'll go outside into the streets. Why? Because in Vedic culture, ladies are very shy, and they will not go out into a public place unless they're accompanied by their husbands or friends, or they're dressed very nicely and decorated very nicely. So Krishna's thinking, if I run out into the street, my mother will be ashamed that she will not go outside and catch me. So then Krishna, he ran out into the road. Then Mother Yashoda, she came up to the door and she thought, oh, I shouldn't go out. Then she's looking around and saw no one was around, because today is Diwali, so everyone is celebrating festival in their home. So she looked here and there, no one is on the street. Okay, now I'll catch her. Mother Yashoda, she also ran out after Krishna. She's running behind him, very hard to catch, because he's small and little.
Very good. What is the symptom of bhakti? And we can see whether what Yashoda did displeased his son, or it was bhakti or not, against bhakti. Anya bhilashita sunyam jnana karmadhyanavritam anukullena krishnanusidanam bhakti ruttama. So please Krishna, first it may come. We should try to please Krishna, please Gurudev, please devotees, by our behavior. Oh, this is bhakti. But what Yashoda did? He took up Krishna from her lap and told that, Yashoda, sit up, sit down here. Still, Krishna was hungry. He wanted to take more milk. He was not satisfied. But even Yashoda mother, forcibly, oh, Yashoda, sit down. And she went to what? To pacify that milk. And he took some water and sprinkled. And then when it was normal, he turned back. Oh. Why he did so? Krishna is dear, more dear, or that milk was more? Why Krishna was weeping? Why? So we should make Krishna weep? Sometimes it seems like this, that it is not bhakti to displease Krishna. But sometimes to displease Krishna is also within the area of bhakti. And sometimes to please Krishna is also not bhakti. How? She thought that only my milk will not support Krishna, because Krishna is gradually becoming
bigger.
He likes also sandesh or manohar laddu from milk and sweets from milk, rabadi and other things. From my milk, no yogurt, no sweets, nothing. So I must save that milk only for Krishna. Oh, she feels that even I am doing and Krishna is weeping, no harm, after 1 minute he will be again happy and he will love. What I am doing for Krishna, benefit of Krishna. So this weeping of Krishna is within the area of bhakti. But he, when Krishna is fighting with demons like Charan, Mustik and others, he becomes very inspired and he feels very happiness in fighting. But his this pleasing is not bhakti. We should not think about Krishna. We should think bhakti remains in the heart of devotees. Displeasing and not pleasing or pleasing is of Krishna. But what is the mood of devotee or any person who is making displeased to Krishna or making pleased to Krishna? That is bhakti. What is in Krishna is not bhakti. Understand? So bhakti, which is in the observer, container, so this will be bhakti. So Charan Mustik, by wrestling, Krishna becomes happy. So his happiness is not bhakti. What he is doing, this nonsense? What doing? To kill Krishna. He is fighting. So this mood is not bhakti. Yashoda, what things? To kill Krishna or to displease Krishna? Not. You know that after a moment I will
give him adjustment again
and again he will be happy. He is baby, so he is not understanding all these things. So he is doing everything for the benefit of Krishna, to please Krishna, to support and nourish God. So this is bhakti. Sometimes it may be that Krishna has taken bath and Mother Yashoda has decorated with so much good garments and everything, decorated his hair. And he is very beautiful. But in the meantime, he began to play with mud and so many things, and he made his all the garments very dirty. And Yashoda mother came, "What are you doing? Huh? Naughty boy." And he gave a slap. Eh. And he began to weep louder, like sometimes we see that any boy is weeping, very, very, taking long breath. And it seems that he is dying now. So Krishna took a very long breath and began to weep. What is this? Oh, Yashoda, I have nothing to do. It may be that even he is weeping and he will take his ears and he will taste. Again will we do? Like, why? For that garment that he has made dirty. Oh, this garment is so much dear to Mother Yashoda, or that Krishna is more dear? The garment is for Krishna, or Krishna is for garment? We should know. Oh, the devotees, father, mother and all, they have more love for the things which pleases Krishna. Understand? More than Krishna even. If you want to please any lady, oh, show your affection to his child, her child. Give something and kiss and take in your lap. Oh, very good boy, very beautiful. If even he is one eye. Even mother will be very. This is nature. So, Mother Yashoda was doing to make clear his garments. Even sometimes she can take the flute of Krishna forcibly and she can give it. Always taking this in sleeping he is doing, but Krishna not do anything. He may only be doing nothing. So this is also a high class of bhakti. This is the nature of bhakti. So we should do like this. We should follow this thing. And that is how it has been told. Anukullena Krishna Anushilanam Bhakti. Anushilan is there. And it serves all the purposes. But what is the need of your Anukullena? This Anukullena is for this purpose. Anushilanam means serving. Yashoda is serving. But anyone doing like this, no Anukullena, no bhakti. He may serve. Putana came and she was serving Krishna. Oh my dear Lala, come on and take milk. But this serving is not bhakti. Why? No Anukullena. It is not Anukullena. So, it is not bhakti. Anukullena, we should depend on both. Anushilanam, not full meaning is there. With Anukullena, then Uttama Bhakti. But even it is not Uttama Bhakti. Oh, if you are not Annyabhilashita Sunyam, devoid of all but material desires or any swarga, moksha and anything, then it is not bhakti. And also jnana karmadya anabhritam, it is not covered with jnana and karma. What is covered? If you think that if I am not serving, I am not following fully Vanasham Dharma, we are not doing kindness to others and giving donations, not making hospitals, not showing any sympathy to others, then bhakti will not do, will not come. So we must do all these things. We should do the funeral sacrifices of my father, mother, like a smart. We must do, otherwise bhakti will not come. Then what is this? Oh, bhakti is covered with jnana and karma. So don't think. If you are thinking that first we should have knowledge, what is this world, what is this and that, what is maya, and then after that we will serve Krishna and we will do bhakti. This is not process. Then it will be, bhakti will be covered. You cannot give up karma and jnana. Never. To eat, to take breath, all is karma. Oh, what is this? What is this? What is this? This is jnana. Without this you cannot live. But your bhakti should not be covered with this knowledge. Your karma and jnana should be how? Oh, favorable to bhakti. If your jnana and karma are not favorable to bhakti, then it is not really bhakti. So we should. If you are doing a funeral ceremony of your father, to collect devotees, that they should know they do all these things. No attachment there. Without attachment, if you are doing for preaching something, you can do no harm. Without attachment. Understand what I told? For Lok Sangraham. What is the meaning of Lok Sangraham?
Just set an example for colored people and give them a chance to come in
life. If you are not doing so, oh, they will not come. Oh. In the first stage, when devotees are coming, don't tell that, oh, you should give up your father, mother and worldly things and come at once. Be renounced, pakka like me. Like whom? Like Radhanath. Oh, at once you should give up all these things. Don't tell all these things. You should gradually tell them. And then they will be some...
Mature.
Then you can tell anything. Oh, you should give up your wife and give up all your money to me, not to your wife. Oh, don't do all this nonsense. Don't do. So we should try to know all these things. And then bhakti will come. So these are the things in Yashoda. He has favorable mood. Anukullena. Only for Krishna. For momentary Krishna is weeping. Why weeping? Because Yogmaya has covered his everything. His affluence and Bhagavata. That is why. So, after that, what became? You? Krishna was running. She was following Krishna to catch Krishna.
So, Krishna is running and Mata Yashoda also running behind Krishna. Krishna had one idea. Oh, my Maya is not come on the highway because he is a chaste lady.
Don't repeat.
So, Krishna is running and Mata Yashoda also running after Krishna. So when Mata Yashoda was running, she had some flowers on her bed. Flowers are dropping down one after another. In Braj, all are transcendental. Suppose the flower is telling Mother and inspiring Mother, oh Mother, don't think that you are alone. We are all of us with you. Today must have to catch Krishna. Don't worry, we are following you and helping you. So when Mother Yashoda about to grab Krishna, then Krishna ran zigzag away. Then Krishna Mata Yashoda could not reach there. Then Mata Yashoda told, oh Krishna, look, I am meeting you. Then Krishna closed his eyes. Oh, why you are breaking that jagat pot? Oh Mother.
Oh Mother, why you are pursuing me?
Oh Mother, why are you pursuing me? I never go this road, that vessel. Who told you I broke? I have broken this. Then Mother Yashoda told, who broke this? Then she replied, Mother, oh Maya, who created this? He has broken this. That means Krishna is Supreme Personality Godhead. He told, who created this? That means is created by Krishna, by direct or indirect way. So Krishna is broken. Mother said, oh, you create this. Then mother said, oh, Lala, who picked the monkeys and crows? Maya, who created monkeys and crows? He picked them. Krishna in one hand wants to tell that he is creator of creator of creator. But Mother Yashoda's parental love is so deep. Mother Yashoda never think that Krishna is creator of all universe. So again Krishna start running. Again Mother Yashoda pursued him. Then Mother Yashoda told, Krishna, look, I must beat you. I am throwing this stick. Then Krishna, oh, if my mother throw this stick, then it hit me. Then Krishna closed his eyes and mother grabbed him. Mother Yashoda caught him by one hand, by the other hand, she has stick. Krishna, shall I beat you? Then Krishna is coming behind Mother Yashoda. Maya should not beat me. Mother Yashoda told, oh, you are afraid of monkey, Bandar Bandha. I shall beat you. You are chor. Chor means thief. He said, oh mother, in my dynasty there is no thief. That means father dynasty. Krishna's father is Nanda Baba. Nanda Baba's father is Parjanna. And Parjanna's father is Devamil, which you have heard from Gurudev 2 days before. And Mata Yashoda, in their dynasty, in her dynasty, there is one in forefather name was Chor Ghosh. Krishna has heard from his mother, Mayari, in your dynasty there is Chor, I am not Chor at all. So, now this way Krishna is talking with mother, and mother bring back her in his house. Mata Yashoda thought, and Krishna told, oh mother, you remember, when you want to specify the milk, in your ankle, there is a very, very thick golden ornament, ankle belt. You are running so fast, it touched with that clipboard. Clipboard was so thin, it is broken. I am not blamed for this, don't blame me. So it is not possible for me to break that pot. I am so small, baby, and the pot is so big, so heavy, how I can do this? So Mother Yashoda bring him back and thought, I should not beat him because Krishna became angry. If I beat him, he may go jungle or he may jump in Jamuna. It will be better. I can bind him because I have to do household work. Because today I gave leave for all male servants. No one is here. So it will be better. I shall bind him and later I shall pacify him again. So Mother Yashoda took off his silken robe to tie his own braid. So Mother Yashoda thought, oh, how I shall bind him? I must bind Krishna with this grinder motor. Why? Because Krishna was stealing butter and feeding monkey and crows. So, that Gandhar mortar helped Krishna to accomplish that task. So, both are guilty. So, I have to punish both of them. So, I must bind Krishna with that Gandhar mortar. That Krishna could not go away because Gandhar was very heavy. So, my purpose will be served. Thinking this, Mother Yashoda start binding Krishna.
Why he could not bind him in Pila? Or anywhere. Why is she banded in only grinder motor?
Because grinder motor helps.
What you should tell?
I told already.
You told?
Yeah. I told Krishna accomplish the help, the grinder motor helped him to accomplish the task to steal in butter.
Oh, let it.
Both the time, so both will punish. So, Mother Yashoda, how she will bind Krishna? If she want to bind, must not is needed. What's the expert in Mathura? Krishna was so baby, Mata Yashoda sat on the ground and sprained her both feet and put Krishna on the and beat him and push Krishna with her chin and by two hands now start binding. So when she start binding, she noticed, oh, my rope is so long and Krishna had golden chain by Mother Yasoda only 12 fingers, but rope became 2 fingers too short. Mother Yasoda wondered, what is going to happen? Why is it too short? But I don't care. I must bind him. So, when Mother Yasoda was binding, Krishna was calling for Barima. Barima means Mother Rohini. Rohini was not there, Baladakun was not there, no one is there. So Krishna becomes angry with Mother Rohini. Other time, Barima is to come to help me. Today she has not come. And other Sakis of Mother Yasoda, they reached there. Then Yasoda told, oh, go and get more rope. Today I must bind my own son. They brought some rope, yet 2 fingers to sword. The Sakis are telling Mother Yasoda, oh Yasoda, listen, you get this son in your middle age. He's so soft, so delicate. Don't bind him. Mother, no, I must bind. He came from my womb. This is a mischief work, I must bind him. Again they brought rope, oh, take this rope. They became a little agitated. No one liked that Mother Yasoda should bind Krishna. But Mother Yasoda, very determined, I must bind. Always putting her to source. And so he told, oh Yasoda, the Vidhata, that means the creator or the destiny, the creator, the predominant of destiny, he never rope binding Krishna's forehead. So don't bind. Give up your endeavor. Mother, no, no, I must bind, go and get more rope. Then bring, check this and put in there. The rope became miles and miles long. Krishna's waist, as before, only 12 fingers, very skinny, yet always 2 fingers too short. Why is this? What is the cause? Krishna thought, Mother Yasoda should not bind me. If Mother will bind me, then today I could not go for cow grazing. I am not allowed to play with Sakhas, and Sakhas will tease me always, oh, every year you still butter. Today Mother Yasoda gave me a good lesson. Will you be again? The Sakha will kiss me, so Mother should not bind me. When Krishna desired this, immediate his Avaran Ghatan Patiyasi Shakti, that means Jagmaya, arrived there. And she arranged everything. That rope is going longer and longer. Krishna's waist as well as before, yet Mother Yasoda could not bind him. Always to bring her to sort. Then Mother Yasoda became so tired. She thought, oh, if I could not bind my small Lala, how I can show my face to my Sakhis? Always they will tease me, always criticizing for my whole life. So I must bind. And she thought, by her mind, that Heavenly Deity Narayan, oh Narayan, I could not bind my own son. Please be merciful, then I can bind him. I am taking your shelter. As soon as Mother Yasoda took shelter of Narayan, what happened? Drishtva parisamam Krishna kriparasi savandane. As soon as Mother Yasoda surrendered herself, the lotus feet of Narayan, Mother Yasoda never thought Krishna is Narayan of Narayan of Narayan. Mother Yasoda only is my Lala, nothing more than that. So, when she surrendered the lotus to Narayan, then Krishna's Jagmaya Shakti disappeared from there. Kripa Shakti.
Yeah. Krishna not saw that she, her mother, his mother has taken shelter of Narayan or not.
No, by mind, Mother Yasoda.
Drishtva Parisharamam.
Yes.
Krishna, what saw?
The mother is a region tired, so is
waiting, coming. So this you should tell. No, that is not important, so as important, Parisharamam. So, Krishna saw that my mother is sweating. Oh, mouths. Oh, changing colors. Some sound very sad, very worried. And when he saw, at once his mercy came, and that Jogmaya at once quickly disappeared. So, in the Shaktis of Krishna, there are so many Parashaktis. Among this Kripa Shakti is most prominent, high. And that is why when this came Kripa Shakti, at once that Yogmaya Shakti, influence of Yogmaya, at once
disappeared from there.
So what is the two fingers? What is the two fingers?
So why always two fingers to source? What is the teachings here? What is the mysterious here? Two fingers. One, we have the sadhas that practice their sadhana bhajan, their own endeavor. And another is Krishna's mercy. If we thought, oh, we should not do bhajan now, when Bhagavan Krishna will be merciful, then he will bestow mercy, then I shall do. It is not correct. If someone thought, oh, I shall do everything by my own endeavor, I no need to depend on mercy of Holy Guru Vaishnava, it is not also correct. We have to do our parisram, we have to do our sadhana bhajan, and have to pray for mercy. If I both will be combined, then someone can bind Krishna like Mother Yashoda.
Why? Why?
Both is needed. If we not do sadhana,
everywhere Krishna mercy is there. Krishna mercy is sovereign everywhere.
No.
Everywhere Krishna mercy. We are not taking that mercy. So when we will take the mercy, pray for mercy to Krishna, everything is mercy of Krishna coming. Then this one finger. And in devour, always doing what? Samadam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, Pada, Shivanam, Archanam, Vandanam, Dasham. We will increase this thing. And also our praying will be increased. And when Krishna will see that, oh, he is doing his all kinds of devour. And then mercy will come. And at once he will be controlled. And bhakti-suddha bhakti will come, prema will come. So this is the process. Oh, I should do what I am doing. And when Krishna will be merciful, then I will have his darshan. No, this is not right. We should try to endure fully, so that seeing our this, oh, Krishna will be merciful automatically. Like it has been told in Upanishad Vakya. What Upanishad? Jena kya varanam? Nayamatma pravachane na labhyo, na medhaya na bahu na shrutena, jamaye vayesha virnute te na labhyo. When Krishna will see that, oh, he is doing day and night chanting like Haridhar. And for Krishna, he is like Prahlad Maharaj, tolerating all these things. And day and night weeping for my mercy, then automatically, oh, he will come. So this is the process. Go on.
So this is the process. Now Gurudev has come, we have become so much inspired. When Gurudev go from one destination to another destination, oh, what shall I do? I could not chant anymore. Oh, I stopped my chant Gayatri. What shall I do now? Shall I renew again? Have to be seen, have sacrifice, or have to take other initiation again? This is not question.
Oh, but thank you.
Hare Krishna.
Very good, very good. So this is two fingers. Only one can bind like Yashoda, otherwise not. Oh, today is also drama play?
Yes.
very big, but we'll have to complete this also. Then, after what can you, in a brief? Panihati also.
Two drama?
Not
long, one Panihati quickly, Panihati Chali, and the other one drama.
Achha, so they should be ready. Go on, very quickly.
Mother Yasoda, by the mercy of Krishna, successfully bound him. And she went back to her housework. She had bound him to the grinding water outside. And she was in anxiety. Though she went back to her household duties, she started doubting herself. Should I have bound Krishna or shouldn't I? Maybe he'll be so sad. Is that the best thing that I did? Of course, it's for his welfare so that he won't be a thief when he'll grow up. In this way, she was going back and forth in her mind. As she was doing this, all of a sudden, there was a gigantic sound. That sound was the sound of the two trees, the Jamal Arjun trees, falling down and almost hitting Krishna. Krishna had wanted to play with his friends, but he was bound to the grinding water. So he crawled and crawled, encouraged by his friends, and he brought the grinding water in between the two trees. Pulling and pulling, the grinding water smashed over the two trees, which almost fell on Krishna. When Mother Yasoda heard this sound, she ran out and saw this, and she thought, oh, I could have killed my son. She became just like a statue, stunned, and she couldn't speak, she couldn't do anything, she couldn't even weep, she was just like a stone statue. And Krishna himself, he was weeping. And the boys, the cowherd boys, little baby boys, tried to untie Krishna, but they couldn't. Then Nanda Baba and everybody else came, also having heard the sound. And Nanda Baba, because Vatsalya Prem had bound Krishna, only Vatsalya Prem or higher Madhurya Prem could unbind him. So Nanda Baba unbound Krishna and asked, what happened? The boys were saying, oh, Baba, 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 Krishna knocked over the trees by his strength. Nobody believed him. So then Nanda Baba said to Krishna, who did this to you? Who bound you like this? First, Krishna couldn't say anything, simply weeping and taking big breaths. Finally, it subsided somewhat. And he said, ah. He said that his mother did it. Oh, mother did it? Oh, I will beat her. I didn't know that mother was so cruel. Then they wanted Krishna to go to the laps of Mother Yasoda and take her breast milk, seeing that she was completely stunned, practically dead herself, thinking, I could have killed my son. But Krishna said, no, I'll never go to her again. Then they asked, then who will feed you? Oh, Baba will feed me. Where will you get your milk? Oh, from the cows. And Baba will give me mystery. And where will you live? I live with Balaram. So Nanda Baba, in order to pacify Krishna somewhat, took Krishna and Balaram on his arms and fed them the cow's milk and some mystery from his pocket. Meanwhile, everyone is weeping because Krishna is weeping, but he won't go back to his mother. And the hours are passing, nobody's cooking, Krishna's not eating. Finally, Rohini Ma said to Krishna, well, you're not going to your mother, what if she dies? So Krishna immediately began weeping and ran to the arms and breasts of Mother Yasoda. She covered his head and fed him. And then everybody became so happy, the cooking began. So only the love of somebody like Mother Yasoda or the friends of Krishna or the beloveds of Krishna can bind him, can control him. So if we take their shelter, if we take shelter, how to control? By Arjuna and Dwarka? Or if we want to control Krishna even more, by Yashoda, the cowherd boys? Or if we want completely to control Krishna, then taking shelter and guidance of the gopis, and they will teach us how to control Krishna. Gaur Prinath.
Very good. See, I told very, very short. So something is gone, what?
Lost.
So, now there is not time so much to express all this. But we should tell that why Krishna took that mortar and he liberated two trees. Who were they? When Krishna was binded by Yashoda mother, he was thinking, I must fulfill the desire of Narada Rishi. He has caused two brothers, the sons of Dhanakumar, very wealthy. They were drinking, disobedience, naked, taking bath with girls in a pond, shameless. So, they were playing with girls and Lord was going there. And they don't even cared for Narada's coming. But the girls at once came out from the pond and took their clothes and they did pranam. But they were abusing these girls and even to Narada. Then Narada told, you are the sons of my friend, but so bogus sons. Now you are in false pride that we are very wealthy, taking so much alcohol and doing nonsense here. So you should be like trees, shameless. And for thousand and thousand years you will be in the shame and realize what is so much suffering in being a tree. Without doing, you cannot. Long history, but I am telling you. And that is why. Or they became trees. But when they began to be trees like, or they became very humble and Narada Rishi. And they were praying, oh Goswami, be merciful to us. Then he told that, by this cause cannot be. So, you will be trees, but where? In Gokul, where Krishna, Supreme Personality of Godhead will come. And he will touch you, and then you will have so much bhakti, and you will be liberated also, and you will be his associates. And that is why he came there, liberated, and gave prema bhakti. Kuberatma jau baddha murtaiva jadvat bhakti bhajau kitau tatha prema bhakti swakang me prayacha namokshe graho mesti damodara. We don't want liberation, but what we want? As you gave them love and affection of Braja, we want only this. Be merciful. Whether you are binding in mortar by Yashoda or you are out of that, no harm. If you are binded by, you can do like this. And if you are out of that binding, very good, we like also. Who does not like that? You should come out of that binding. But we prefer that you should be binded in that. And that very shape should come in our heart. We want. Sadame manasyadi rastam ki manne. Gaur Premanandam. You should begin.